Dairy producers in New York State are worried that the Canadian government may soon impose new restrictions on imports of ultra-filtered milk and other milk products. As Michael Mrosiak reports, a federal lawmaker is taking up the cause to ensure New York dairy farmers can still enjoy duty-free trade with Canada.
Ultra-filtered milk is used to make cheese, and exports of the product to Canada account for one-fifth of Owatka Milk's annual business. The Western New York dairy producer employs more than 350 people and 4 years ago spent $16 million to upgrade facilities so it could continue delivering ultra-filtered milk while obeying Canadian guidelines. Bill Schreiber is CEO of Owatka Milk.
Our farmer owners have continued to invest in our employees, our community, this business, and these markets, particularly Canada. Sales of UF milk, which is essentially a liquid concentrated protein, represent almost 20% of the total milk processed here at Owatka. It's a big deal, not only for our farmers, but for the local economy as well.
Senator Charles Schumer is calling on the U.S. Trade Representative and U.S. Department of Agriculture to step in and press the Canadian government to reconsider new restrictions and let a good trading relationship continue.
They're good neighbors in general, but every so often things get in the way, and we have a new government in Canada. And this government may not is trying to do something that would be very, very harmful for us.
Schumer says imposing new restrictions would also hurt Canada because the U.S. would likely retaliate. And if that happens, in the senator's words, everybody loses. In Buffalo, I'm Michael Mrosiak for WRVO News.